That was good.
I was able to.
Okay. It is 6:04 PM on Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026. We'll call the Common Council meeting to order. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Varga.
Here.
Romano.
Here.
Weigel.
Here.
Bachman.
Here.
Adamson.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on June 9th. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, second by Brent. Further discussion. All those in favor show with the usual sign. Ryan, Brent, Tad, and Dan approve.
Abstain.
Jennifer abstains. We'll go ahead and open the floor for any public comment. Okay. Let's work on ordinance 2026-18. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
Yes.
So moved.
Motion by Ryan, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion. All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2026-18 by title only.
Ordinance 2026-18, an ordinance restating amending Chapter 52 of Title 5 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
You want to give a reminder of what this is about?
Yeah, this is reminder. We discussed it last meeting. Just tightening up our ordinance. If we have to go in into somebody's home to replace a meter and they don't allow us entry, we're not going to enforce entry, obviously, but this allows us to disconnect where before we didn't have any way to disconnect. So this gives us that authority.
And this was recommended by
Glow.
You get was
yeah.
Glow? Okay.
Glow.
Okay. I thought so. Okay. Any questions from the last meeting?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Ryan, seconded by Tad. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is ordinance 2026-20. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2026-20 by title only.
Ordinance 2026-20, an ordinance restating amending Chapter 97 of Title 9 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
And this effectively takes out the street department as being the snow removal entity and instead just gives the court treasurer the ability to determine the best way to go about doing that.
The city itself.
The city itself, yes. Questions regarding that?
Motion approved.
I'll say.
Motion by Ryan, seconded by Brent to approve ordinance 2026-20. Further discussion. All those in favor show up with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is orders 2026-23. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Brent. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2026-23 by title only.
Ordinance 2026-23, an ordinance amending the City of Columbia City Salary Ordinance for 2026.
As a reminder, this has some modifications, taking the effectively adding the test kitchen manager piece to that. It's a stipend kind of scenario, and then modifying the meter technician and comp time to make sure it reflects kind of what we're doing. So, any questions regarding this ordinance? Do I have a motion to approve ordinance 2026-23 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is resolution number 2026-24. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read resolution number 2026-24 by title only.
Resolution 2026-24, resolution of the Common Council of the City of Columbia City, preliminarily approving lease.
Okay, so as a reminder, this is a part of the process, the BOT process for the amphitheater. Again, I'm going to say what I've said in the past, which is This is for still not the GMP, the guaranteed maximum price time, so you still have the ability to say yes or no. Effectively, this allows the ability to effectively lease some structures and create some financing mechanisms. It's a lot of legalese, but it's pretty straightforward and a part of what our bond attorney has proposed for us. So, any questions about it?
Motion approved. Second.
Motion by Ryan, second by Ted to approve resolution 2026-24. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, we're going to move back up to the beginning of the agenda. And police officer swearing in for Officer Garman and Officer Morris.
First, I'd like to thank Officer Morris and Officer Garman for being here tonight. Officer Morris is a lateral from Roswell, New Mexico. He's been here now, and he's doing a great job for us. Officer Garman has been here with us a little over a year now. He's passed all his FTO, his academy, doing a great job for us. And we're lucky to have these gentlemen. So come on up, guys.
Swear that I will support the Constitution
of the United States.
Of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Indiana.
The Constitution of the State of Indiana.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge my duties as a city police officer.
Discharge my duties as a city police officer.
Of the city of Columbia City.
The city of Columbia City.
According to the law.
According to the law.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God.
He's going to get one picture in front of the flag.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Come on.
Department head reports. Chip.
If you guys want something fun to do, Brent will be there and Dan will be there. I am giving a planning commission a training session Monday night, and then we are doing a tour of the wastewater plant and the water plant. So that should be a fun night. Eagle Park, as Mary was saying, the leasing process has been quite the challenge. I had two appraisers here today appraising City Hall and the MSF. We're having to do surveys. We had to get 60 signatures. It's been a pain in the ass, but it's been good. Right now, the amphitheater is at the acoustic engineers getting checked for if it's the acoustics will be right. We want it to be top on. We're looking at July 27th to be 90%. Done with the drawings, which that should start trigger the GMP, guaranteed maximum price area, so we can have that around by August. We got a drinking fountain put in that has a bottle fill station, drinking fountain, and a dog bowl. I want to thank the water department, street, and electric department for that. I couldn't have done it without them. We have a big project going on that's kind of a big iffy. We are going to remodel the north end of Oakey Alley and remove the trellises and provide some shade with the trees. That's all I'll say it. So the trees have been shipped. They're artificial. We're having some issues with the business in there that could be interesting, but we've started replanting some plants and kind of giving it a freshen up. I requested a CIP committee meeting for July 14th. The test kitchen, we are wanting to blow out a wall, put in all the proper equipment that everybody would want. I did see on Facebook this weekend it was a point of concern about having some place that you could go and cook and teach and all of that. So if the CIP committee does approve this, this would be a great thing for the community, as it's been spoke about many times. Also working with a couple developers, Jerry Bushy and Roger Musselman, getting their properties ready to be TIF. We're going to assist with utility extensions and roads, and so that's been a lot of lawyers and a lot of meeting. And Westgate, we approved Fleming to do the project. We kind of were waiting on Fleming. Then we found out NIPSCO has come in and moved their gas line. They cannot give an actual date. Right now it's 2 to 3 weeks, but that is a moving target. So Westgate, we don't really know what's going on with that. Hopefully we get a definite date answer. And also, I said I'm expendable. If you do find hemlock, our code enforcement officer has been finding hemlock, and I have been eradicating hemlock. So if I don't show up to work, just let me know that the hemlock won. So poisonous hemlock. I don't know that there is not. I went down this rabbit hole because it's related to the carrot and all. So a lot going on, and I want to say I get probably 2 to 3 calls, and Sean's going to speak about trees a day. I would love to hand that over to Mike Shoda, but I don't know that he can put the love and passion into the tree board that I do. So,
question for Jeff. Thank you. Sean.
So we're up to a total of, I think, 8 wildlife interruptions of power in the last couple of weeks. They're out running crazy, mostly the squirrels, and it's a combination of gray, black, brown, doesn't matter. We'll fry them all. Again, we also had another one that we had a wood duck a couple weeks ago get into our lines. That was a new one for us. So hopefully with the weather warming up a little bit, they won't be out quite as much. But been kind of a crazy. We've dodged most of these storms so far. Now, it's on the wood. We did have some storms, some trees down and things like that, but no major issues. We also did acquire a new stump grinder. The other one wasn't quite working for what we were using it for, which we don't. The tree board used it. So, but we acquired a new one, got it up and running yesterday. So we're hoping to get started on that. Just wait for Chip to call locates in. So hopefully those are done in the next couple of days. We also worked on our fiber ring. Our public Wi-Fi went down. We were able to determine that there was 2 bad spots, both caused by squirrels. So we were able to fix 1 spot, which got everything back up and running. The second spot that's damaged is in the middle of a cornfield. We don't feel like it's worth driving through this gentleman's cornfield just to get the loop back up for just the public Wi-Fi. It's working. If we have another break, we'll fix it. So, as soon as we figure out what's going on there, we'll get that loop back up and running. Saturday afternoon, I leave for Boston for the American Public Power Association National Convention. So we'll be there throughout the week. And then we go to Chicago at the end of the week. So I won't be back for about a week and a half. So.
Question, Sean. Thank you. Mike.
We've been getting the sidewalks replaced up there on Jeffrey Drive. I think we've got just the handicap ramp at the west end to do yet, and then we'll be completely done except putting the dirt back and grass seed and straw it. Cool. So we should be done this week.
Good, great.
Also, Glow was in last week again, and I don't know. I know they did 150, and I think they did a few more on Friday when we were off. They wanted to finish out the week here, so they did some on their more Friday. We have to pay them. The other 150, the federal government paid. So I think we're down to like 725, 730 yet to verify what it is after that.
What's your guess of how many lead lines?
I would say most of the ones left over are lead.
Okay.
I mean, that's, and we're not verifying anything downtown, mm-hmm. except we know when we've been down in the basement, they're all lead. So
okay.
As far as verifying, we're not on.
Yep. Okay. Questions? Thank you. Gary.
Officer Jansen, Officer Bidwell, went to the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy and passed their entrance assessment. So kudos to those guys. They'll be going to the Basic Volunteer Academy here in the near future. Officer Myers, Officer Diddy, and Officer Blocker continue to perform well in the FTO process. Old Settlers Day event went off overall as a great event. Just had a couple minor issues that we had to deal with, but for the most part, it was a good event. Planning for fireworks is underway. July 3rd, we're going to do an incident action plan. So we got meetings set up for that to go over those things and get that set up for the Parks Department. And then in dispatch, we got as I spoke before at one of the other meetings, the T1 circuit line has reached its end of life, and we're transitioning to a new fiber network. And then we had an audit and dispatch through the IDEX, and that went very well, basically in compliance other than a few minor wording issues. Kudos to dispatch for doing a good job there. And actually, I think one of those wording issues was a report that was an officer filed, so we'll get that squared away.
Yeah.
We're good.
Good. Question to Gary. Thank you. Marcia.
Nothing.
Leslie.
I want to thank Colin Nelson. I just want everyone to know that he came in. He's one of our firefighters, came in this morning. All of us ladies and Troy and Beth from HR are now CPR certified, and we have our first aid training. Felt that it was something that we definitely needed to have because we do have, you know, residents coming in. If there's an issue, we want to be able to be proactive with that. Reminder, I've only heard from Dan, if anybody would like to join us for the honor of our electric department for the IMEA event, please let me know sooner than later so that I can get your room booked. I'd like to not prolong it any further. So by the end of the week so that we know that we're going to have table full. And then I will not be here at the next meeting. I will be in Michigan City for training ILMCT and State Board of Accounts. Leave on Sunday and come back on Thursday night. So,
great. Thank you.
Yep.
Mike Cook's report, lift station stuff, they're hoping that they can start with the SCADA project at the Wooddale station, hopefully end of July, beginning of August. New pump bases and guardrails are needed for the Wooddale lift station that is ongoing, and they're pretty much wrapped up with all the with Donahue on the ammonia work. If you didn't, I don't remember if he said it last time or not, but longtime wastewater supervisor Bob has retired, and so Brian was appointed as the new supervisor. So good stuff happening there. It seems like the transition is going pretty well. And then lastly, Mike said that they rented 4 samplers to catch different samples at multiple locations just to make sure that the ammonia issue is effectively working itself out. So that's that. I'll get there real quick. Matt's report. Matt is not here because they are doing a Go Wild type program tonight at the park, and so he's there. I went to the wrong one. I'm sorry. But in his report, dog park is in the final stages. However, the locks, they were working with a certain individual at the lock company. The gentleman quit, apparently, or whatever. And so now they're kind of restarting with the lock company. So that kind of puts a little bit of a pause on it. But they're getting ready for fireworks on July 3rd. Band Cheyenne is going to be playing. Baseball, softball tournaments are happening right now. And actually, that's where Kelly is. Pool has only hit capacity one day this year. A lot of that because it's been cool, or it's been rainy, or things like that. So that's frustrating, but it kind of is what it is. Tom's report, we have four staff members at somewhere, wherever the engine is. We've debated on if it was Colorado or Utah or wherever. But anyways, four individuals are at the final inspection of the new engine. 107 is still waiting repairs, and they hope that they'll get that repair done soon. And then Toby and Lance are working on radio repairs or radio programming for the 800 radios, and they should be able to have that in service in the next 2 to 4 weeks after some extensive training. Excuse me. Where'd Terry go?
Meneer showed up to turn in his stuff.
Oh, gotcha. So okay. Okay. So I know he's been working on working with the electric department on fiber cuts and new access point for the public Wi-Fi for the police department, etc. So that's happening. And right now I'm not finding Kelly's report, even though I know I have it somewhere here. So lastly, I'll just say we have a big couple of days of events happening here in the city next week. In celebration of America 250, we have Star Stripes and Symphony on Thursday night. Friday night, July 3rd, we have the park, all the park stuff happening. And then on at 1 o'clock on July 4th, we're going to be opening the time capsule. Hope you all can make it. Should be a great time. Jennifer's helping me out as the county historian to open that up. All of the materials from that time capsule will be going to the Historical Society for a exhibition, if you will. Is that what they call it?
Exhibit. We'll go on exhibit eventually, It'll be officially accessioned.
Okay, which means
it will be
filed and article archived and all that
stuff.
Yes.
Official process, encapsulated, all that stuff.
Gotcha. Again, tomorrow night is the MUST meeting, start of the MUST meetings over at the county. I think you all got invited to that. And then you also should have gotten the income tax report that I sent you from Baker Tilly. I think there's a lot of property tax stuff that I'm working on with AIM right now. Lots of things happening. A reminder to the public, we are closed on Friday the 3rd in celebration of Independence Day. I think that's all I have for right now. Dan.
I sent in the Board of Works, but kudos go out to the Old Settlers Committee for a fantastic week. I was up there Thursday and Friday, and I will say I felt like the atmosphere has changed quite a bit to make it a family-friendly event, and just tons of people were up there enjoying the moment. So I really appreciate the work that the committee's done to bring a family-friendly affair to our city. Between First Fridays and Old Settlers, there's a lot of people coming downtown, so that's a really cool thing for the former city. So thanks to the Old Settlers Committee for all the work that and our department heads that go into that. So thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Jennifer.
I have actually quite a few announcements.
Okay.
All right, first of all, this week is our Arts Commission's third annual Spark Camp, which is a special camp that we put on for at-risk youth in the community, providing them with an opportunity to take dance classes. Every student that participates, there are 18 of them this year, gets every single day of the week dance class, music class, and art class. And at the end, they're going to do a presentation. Their families come in. They also get snacks and lunch and transportation to and from to ensure that they're there and able to participate. It is a lot of work, but we are grateful for volunteers to do that. This is actually our first year in the 3 years of Arts Commission funding the whole thing ourselves.
Oh.
So that's kind of a exciting thing for us. So we're
it's something that's kind of a passion project for a lot of our Arts Commission members to put that on. Special thanks to April Frazier for hosting this again this year. Definitely not an easy thing to take on, and she really leads it in a fantastic way. Super great working with those kids and their families, and it's just all around a good thing. Our patriotic decor contest, I'm not going to make any announcements about who's won that yet or anything like that, but there are some really great decorations around town.
Yeah.
Some of them really shine, so check them out. Last week, the Art Commission, kind of in collaboration with the Historical Society, did Art Out, which was, this is the third year of it. It was originally set up as a plein air day where we would be outside, but as is the tradition on the Thursday of Old Settlers Day, there tends to be weird weather.
Yes.
This year was actually nice, but we had kind of planned that it was not going to be nice, and so it was indoor.
Yeah.
We had about a half a dozen artists show up to do that. Everyone was doing something different. There was lots of collaboration and teaching moments.
Yep.
People showing each other what they're working on. And people who are coming through to register during Old Settlers also got a chance to talk to the artists about what they were working on and ask questions. And there was a lot of enthusiasm about it amongst the artists and then other people who couldn't attend but wanted to. So this may actually turn into something where we're doing this maybe even monthly. Like, bring your stuff, share, talk about what you're doing.
Yeah.
There's a couple different possibilities being thrown out about where we might host this, but it's a very inclusive activity to get people out and involved. Another one related to the Arts Commission is on September 12th, we'll be doing our studio art tour again this year, but instead of having to go to spots all around the county to do it this year, we're bringing it all to Baker Park. I don't know of anything really that's been hosted in Baker Park in probably
eons,
generations,
eons, yes.
Maybe. Uh-huh. So this should be pretty exciting. Yeah. We are looking forward to a midday of art booths and live music and food and all of that sort of thing. So it should be pretty fun. Somewhat related to that, Art at the Museum is coming up. This is the third annual community art exhibit that happens at the museum that incorporates Whitley County's historical artists and then also current contemporary artists. That show this year is actually expanding by a month, so it's going to go August 1st to October 30th. There will be workshops. There will be all sorts of stuff going on. Anyone who creates art of some sort is invited to participate. There's no cost to participate, and you're welcome to bring up to 3 pieces. We would like those pieces delivered to the museum by the 15th, if at all possible, of July so that we can get them up and get them on display. We will also be going into the archives of the museum to pull a few pieces to put on display. That's a fun thing every year, to pull out art that's been created by artists. Some of them have not been thought about in probably a very long time.
Yeah,
so,
very cool.
It's a neat opportunity for us, with me wearing the historian hat, to pull out some art and be able to share that with the community. People are kind of amazed at the skills of artists that we have currently as well as in the past in our community, so very good. Then I wanted to mention that the Arts Commission, as part of the America 250 project, funded matching canvases for each of the communities. There's a Life, Liberty, and Pursuit of Happiness. I'm not sure how that landed with the other communities, but Columbia City claimed Pursuit of Happiness. So
Liberty, I have Liberty in my office.
Okay, so then I have Life over at the museum, and it's fantastic.
Okay.
People who have seen it so far have said, I would like that on my wall.
Yeah.
So, cool. It will be great when those are all unveiled.
At the time capsule. We'll have them up on the...
Okay,
yes.
So they'll be all there, and there will also be information about the artists that were selected for that. Columbia City chose Leah Hopkins for ours, and I will see that tomorrow for the first time.
So cool.
That's pretty fun, but they will all be unveiled during that event, and then I think they're going on a tour around the county.
That's my understanding.
And eventually we'll end up back at the museum as part of the museum's collection. So that's pretty cool. Something that I thought, I don't know the ages of the other artists that have done this, but we were pretty excited that the the applications that we had for Columbia City were mostly younger artists who may have a shot at being alive.
In 50 years?
Yes. So that's kind of cool. a good thing.
Yeah.
We're definitely excited to see that and to be able to support the artists in the community. We're providing a stipend for the Columbia City artists. I don't know how the other communities handled that. We just wanted all the campuses to match.
Yeah, I got you.
And I guess that's it. I'm excited, though, as county historian to help with opening the time capsule. I've been thinking about that time capsule since I was a little kid. So.
Perfect. Thank you. Tad?
Just working with Chip and Kat on something at the test kitchen being set up next week. So, see that.
Cool.
We'll see where that goes.
So. Cool. Thank you. Ryan? We have no press and we have no audience. We will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.